It's the size of a small car. And it has a nuclear power source, so you don't have to worry about dust accumulating on solar arrays or anything like that. And most importantly, it has the capability to look for trace quantities of organic molecules. So we've gone beyond now looking for evidence of habitability to actually looking for evidence of the building blocks of life.
Whether it's alive or dead, a trip to this red planet has a lot to teach us about our lonely blue one and the universe beyond.
Now, if you have two planets that are next to each other in the same solar system that both had independent origins of life, you would have to conclude that the chance of having life all over the universe, indeed, even in other places in our solar system, would be very high. I think, you know, you could basically go to the bank and bet on it.
We're not going to Mars just to search for life. We're going to Mars to search for a second genesis of life. We'd like to find something that's different from us, that doesn't have the same genetic history and genetic code that we have. And from my point of view, the more alien, the better.
Now, the second possibility is that we find life on Mars, but my goodness, it has a genetic code exactly like us. It uses DNA. It's too coincidental. This is representing our cousins. Life either arose on Earth and went to Mars, or actually more likely, that life originated on Mars and it was transported on a meteorite or a comet to the Earth early on, and in fact, our home planet is Mars.